fucking that girl was laughing, like you could hear over fucking everyone.
She was nice. She was supporting the locals.
And I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell her age. I couldn't tell if she was 12.
She was very age ambiguous. Yeah.
I need to get my vocabulary up. Ambiguous is a good word.
You're good. You've got a good vocabulary. You play guitar like no other. Oh, by the way, my name is Michael Graham. And this with me. I'll let you tell yourself.
I'm Yuri. Yeah. Just the podcast Mexican.
And this is the first episode of Let's Get Dangerous.
just like slides off the tongue.
It feels good to say. And I think everybody's going to love it.
I hope so.
Our friends will love it. They'll laugh.
Fuck our friends.
Yeah.
Nah, they're good people.
Yeah, fuck them, though, still.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. So, I wanted to talk to you more about last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
I caught the last, 20, 30 minutes of the Reno Improv show. And, I don't know, it's cool. Like, it's very, I have a dark sense of humor, so I'm like, so it was a little difficult for me to get into, but I think it's great. Like, it is an art form. It's very difficult to try to just, like, riff off one another so quickly. Like, I don't have that skill.
No, that's why I've been going. I want to develop that skill. Yeah, you gotta, like, it's like doing push-ups.
Yeah, it's just practice, I guess. But the blonde woman.
Diana. Shout out to Diana.
From the Reno Improv. She was great. She was very quick.
Yeah.
You know. I feel like she was killing it. But so were the rest of them. They all did a great job.
Yeah, they're great. Like, it's different each week because it's all, they do similar formats, like, where they just start a scene and just go forever with it.
Yeah.
But I wish you could have saw the guys before, because there's this guy named Casey that does it, and he doesn't have to say anything at all, and he's the funniest person.
Really? Is he a fucking mime or something?
He just goes with what other people, somebody will be like, giving me the creeps, and he'll just do like, he'll make a face and be like,
ooh.
I can't help it. And then, like, I don't know, just the way he talks and moves is like, he's a master.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll have to meet him. Definitely, last night was definitely, I've been to an improv show before, I believe. This might have been before your time, but the Utility Players, I don't know if they're still around.
Everybody talks about I think they do the Underground. Oh, we're from Reno.
Oh, we are from the biggest little scumbag city.
The gayest little city.
I love this city, though.
I do, too. I've never been happier since I moved here.
I know it's like, we're not far from where we grew up, but it's got a nice vibe. Like, it's the biggest little city. You still know where the fuck everything's at, you know, and right now Reno's in a weird period, I'd say, of, like, growth and development, with, like, what is it, they're trying to clean up the city, which...
Have you seen 4th Street?
I know, it pisses me off.
All those bus stops and stuff, they're just gonna break all that glass, and, like, it's gonna be a mess.
I know, I was just down there the other day. And there was a tamale truck handing out free tamales to the homeless. I hope it was free. Yeah, there was like a line of homeless people.
That would be kind of fucked to be like, hey. Look, man.
Like,
you gotta eat, man. I gotta get paid, yeah.
I don't know. I hope they were free. I mean, it's the time for giving.
It is. Know. Oh, and also, God. I want to talk about Tyrone from last night, too. There's so much that happened. That bar smelled horrible.
I love Red Rock Bar. Shout out to Red Rock Bar and Reese, the bartender, and my boy, the Kiwi.
You know, like, get some better ventilation in the bathroom is all. It smelled like a truck stop. It smelled like the Flying J in Fernley.
Yeah, that fucking... the Flying J in Fernley. I've been into that fucking Flying J. It's fucking foul.
You know
foul.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
My mom worked on the one in Winnemucca for a long time.
I've been in there. I've taken showers in that one.
Really?
Yeah, one time
fuck are you doing shower at
our
the
water,
Flying
like,
J?
We had a well out in Grass Valley. In the Grass Valley house, and the well broke, and we had to go, like, while it was getting fixed, me and my dad went and took a shower together.
How was that? Together?
Not at the same time. I was telling him, Dad, we could just save a couple bucks and I could just take a shower with you. Yeah. And he was like, God damn it, Michael, no.
I'm picturing your dad just telling you to fuck off. Fuck off, Michael.
Take out the garbage, Michael.
How's your old man doing? I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's doing good. He, he needs to dial it back on the weed until he retires because he still works out of mine.
He smokes the devil's lettuce?
He loves it. He loves those jazz cigarettes.
Has he old? How long has he smoked?
He just started it, since in the summer. But, he was a big pothead growing up, I guess. So.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
I smoked some with him in the summer.
Black Sally? Just toping it up?
And it's like, yeah. They just, they drink a lot, too. So I'm like, parents, you guys are just going to throw up all the time. You guys... I mean, they're pretty seasoned drinkers.
I know.
But they're adding something new to it. I worry about
just throwing just weed into the mix and
eat
all
like
that?
A chocolate bar, like some edibles.
Team,
cough away.
I don't know. So they can handle their liquor. Shelly works at the bar, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you gotta work at a bar, you gotta be able to handle your shit. You know what I mean? I didn't inherit that from my father. That motherfucker can drink. It's like... I grew up with him, and I'd always see him after work. Like, he goes through phases, right? You know what I mean? Like, I remember there was a tequila and squirt, but these weren't just, like, your regular tequila and squirts. Like, he'd have that fucking tall glass, and half of it would be tequila and a splash of squirt.
So he was just drinking tequila.
So, like, and then he went to, like, I think right now he's on a Jack and Coke phase. And these are some steep-ass, like, drinks. They're hard as fuck. And the other day we were down visiting our parents, me and my sister. And, my sister calls me. She's like, hey, come here real quick. I go in there, and it was our parents' bathroom. My brother was taking shit or jerking off, I don't know, but...
Maybe
someone,
both.
Someone had to use
a little column A, a little column B. Yeah.
But so my sister was using my parents' bathroom, and 6 empty Modelos. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, this motherfucker out here just slamming the shower beers, dude.
Tell him to take a picture and we'll put it on Reddit. Have you ever seen Reddit's r/showerbeers?
No.
It's my favorite thing on Reddit.
Oh, I'm gonna have to do that when I get go home and visit over Christmas.
Yeah, just say, Dad, look, I know you're drinking beers in the shower. Can you just snap a quick picture of yourself?
Just a quick pic.
Or balls. Maybe a little ball.
just the one.
Just the one. So maybe it's a little tasteful pubic. But... You know, just show that shower and just, smile, look like you're having a good time.
That fucking, he takes it from, like, from the back where you see, like, the bottom of his sack, and then at the end of the light is, like, the 6 empty Modelos and shit. It's a very tasteful nude.
Nobody's done that where they've shown just, like, a collection of bottles on that. Oh, that's the next step for shower beers, yeah.
I haven't really delved into Reddit that deep. You know, I usually stick with, like, the hot posts or whatever the fuck they're called. But yeah, like I was saying, like, my dad, like, I didn't inherit that, dude. I'm a light drinker. I get fucked up real quick.
I do too, it turns out.
Yeah, I'm usually, like, 4 or 5 drinks, I'm fucking...
Yeah.
I'm lit. I've never actually seen my dad drunk, though. He can drink, and he handles it well. Like, I can't tell the difference. You gotta tell him to get fucked the other day, like, we were at my sister's. Fucking comes in, first thing he asks, hey, Jasmine, you got a beer? And Jasmine knows, you know what I mean? So, she gets him one. Next thing you know, he's like 4 fucking deep. And Jasmine's like, no! Get the fuck out of here with that! And then Jasmine gave in and got him another one.
We got to hang out with Jasmine last night. She's very nice.
Jasmine's a sweetheart. Kind of a bitch.
She had 2 knives on her.
Jasmine doesn't fuck around.
No. I never felt so safe. So, I was going to take the knife from her.
She had 2 pepper spray and 2 knives in her pocket. So okay.
That's just her regular walking around.
That's just her going out.
Her regular loadout.
That's it.
Yeah. Nice.
Very secure. No, she's great.
I wish I didn't pussy out with that tall guy with the red streak in his beautiful black hair. I wanted to steal his
fucking
knife.
Marilyn Manson last night?
Yeah, I wanted to take... He had a knife hanging off the back of his belt, and it was sticking out pretty far. He's skinny. He's probably only like 85, 90 pounds. Yeah. Six and a half feet tall. And he was, you know... I could tell. He was just there with his little Wiccan girlfriend. You could tell she was a witch.
Yeah,
you know,
they were into that
shit. She had the hex bags. And
she
like,
did.
She had cat feet.
What's that
everything.
Shit called? The pentagram.
Yeah, she had the giant, three-inch pentagram earrings, yeah.
Yeah, that shit. I mean...
That was a sacrificing knife, though.
That was
a sacrifice.
So, backstory on that. We were at Kiel's Bar downtown last night, and shout out to Kiel's.
Shout out to Kiel's.
Shout out to my boy Adam, the bartender, and Ron. But, yeah, we're sitting at Kiel's, and this couple comes in, cute couple, you know, the average goth couple with their pentagram earrings and their...
Were the boys somehow better looking than the girl?
It's weird,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'd almost fucked the dude first before, you know...
I would. I don't have... Yeah, it's not an almost for me, like... And
you wouldn't even flinch.
Would not even flinch. I'd dive...
The balls on this
one. I'd dive penis first into that young man.
Nice. Nice. Hairy taint, you think?
You think that skinny guy's got a taint? I bet that
he's
a
fuzz. Nah, that guy's hairless.
He's whack. He uses Nair.
I've nared my ass before. If I'm being completely honest with you. Promise on your life.
I've never done it. How'd it go? Because we always...
It's horrible.
We'd always talk about it. Yeah, it's chemicals.
It's horrible.
It's burning the hair off.
I was like 18, dude, right? And I don't even know how the fuck... I don't know who the fuck got their hands on that Nair bottle. But I caked my cheeks with it, dude. I didn't know. I didn't read the fucking directions. Who reads the directions on those things?
Yeah, you wanted to know. You just got enough to make sure you got the job done.
Just enough to get
it.
I might have just overdone it, too, though. I look like a fucking... Like a birthday cake. With extra fucking... What do you call that shit? The icing. Like, I iced my ass with nails.
Are they like coconut icing? Like, with all the shaving? Because now I'm just seeing, you know... Weird burnt hair on the ground. Like, attached to... Like, how'd you get on? Did you grab, like...
Dude.
Washcloth?
No, like, hold on. So, like...
Alright.
So, I caked it on there.
Right.
Like, I'm decorating my sister's wedding cake. And, next thing I know, I'm like, hey! My friends are outside. You know, they know. They know. You know, I give them a heads up. Like, yo, I'm gonna be in there narrowing my ass. Give me about 30 minutes. And, so, yeah, I'm like, hey. So, how long does it fucking say to leave that shit on for? It's like, I don't know. Like, 15 minutes? It's like, alright. Cool. Fucking 1 minute on, I could start, like, I could feel it, like, working. Like, just singeing off the hair. Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me, how'd it get, I'm like,
so I got fuzzy cheeks. You know what I mean?
Fuzzy little, you're a fuzzy man.
Yeah. I'm like one of those, what the fuck were those animals on Star Wars?
The little
ones.
The Chewbacca little was, like, having a B-plot with?
No, I don't know.
Oh, the Ewoks.
The Ewoks. Yeah. Those motherfuckers, that's what I look like. But,
you'd be the porn star Ewok.
I would.
Yeah.
But, I could feel it working, you know, I was like, just feeling, you know, off all that hair. I didn't make it 5 minutes, you know, I was like, burning. Holy Christ. So I was like, fuck this. I jumped in the shower, and I'm just like, wiping that shit off. I couldn't sit down for like a week and a half, dude. My ass was cherry red. Like,
oh, that it messed up the skin? Did you see a picture?
No, this is back in the day. This is before, like, if you took a picture with the phones they had back then, like, you wouldn't even tell. It would have been able to tell what you were looking at.
Oh, right, okay.
It was,
flip,
you know,
phone.
The flip phone. It was a flip phone.
Nice.
So, holy shit, yeah. I couldn't sit down for like a week and a half. I had to sleep face down and shit. Face down, ass up. And,
so, same as always.
Yeah. Same as always. And, dude, smooth as ass. Holy shit. Smooth as eggs.
Well, so wait,
I wouldn't do it again, though. I wouldn't do it again.
But, like, how long...
Shout out to Nair. Are they still in business?
Hey, Nair should be our first sponsor.
Yeah.
Look, Nair. Somebody, anybody, send tweet out to Nair. Tell them about us. I'll Nair every hair of my body off if you get us sponsored by Nair.
I will not. I will not.
Maybe from the neck down, because I bet my girlfriend would get pretty pissed at me. nared my hair off.
I feel like you don't have a fucking... I know you're a swimmer. Like, mm-hmm. I know you've, you know, you've swam before.
I got wet before, yeah.
Yeah. I know you don't... So, like, I feel like swimmers don't have any hair.
Well, a lot of them did. Because like, a lot of guys would, in the swim team, they'd, like, shave their arms and legs and whatever. Like, I was a little guy.
Like, to lower the drag of your body or some shit? Science?
Yeah, I was just not that naturally hairy anyway, so I didn't...
No, you weren't. No, I could tell looking at you.
But now I am.
That's a lie.
From the waist down, I look like Teen Wolf.
No, he's a liar.
I have sideburns on my inner thighs.
Jesus. Just a strip of hair going down the side of his thighs.
But not Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf.
Does the lady like him?
Jason Bateman.
Does she, like, lick it like a tiger?
Not yet. I mean, she, you know, I don't know.
No? That's cool. Whatever.
I'll ask her.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm curious. But yeah, that's the story of I nared my ass. Smooth, though. I didn't have to fucking, like, trim my ass for, like, 6 months. Because it, like, killed all the hair down the roots.
What I was trying to ask was, did the burning go away long, like, while your ass was still bald, or did you get, like, stubbly and it started feeling better? Because then it would be kind of disappointing. Like,
No, it was, it went away and I was still smooth and shit like that, yeah. I mean, I guess the lesson here is always read the directions. Because if I remember correctly, I think it's just a couple minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely not 15. If you go 15, you're burning, like, the first 6 layers of skin.
Was it evenly distributed, or was there, like...
Oh, absolutely. Was it patchy?
Yeah, because what you were saying, you were caking it on.
I caked it on there. There was not a speck of white on my ass.
What about, like, upper leg here? Like,
I didn't go there. Well, I stayed away from the taint area, just because, you know, I don't want to find out.
Right.
So, okay. I just did the cheeks.
I can do taint.
I feel like you can do taint.
Yeah.
You might have a higher pain tolerance than me.
I'll leave it on for 15 minutes if Nair pays us for put an ad in there. We believe in the product. It definitely works.
I know it works.
If you want to get...
Do you know any chicks who actually use Nair?
I feel like I've seen it before, but I don't remember where. Like,
with any of your sexual encounters, do you ever just, like, look when you walk into the bathroom after you guys, you know, have the sex?
Post-coital?
Like, yeah. Bathroom trip? Do you, like, look at her... Like her bathroom counter, and she's like, oh, hey. You just look around and see what she's got going on in the bathroom. Because you can tell a lot by a person by, like, what they have in their bathroom. You know what I mean?
It's like a.
Like, if this bitch has, like, 3 razors laying around, like, how much work is she putting into, you know, into all that hair?
Well, shoot. Okay, some backstory on my sexual encounters. I'm with, like, my most serious girlfriend I've had, right?
How long?
For 9 weeks yesterday. Nice. 3 months, sorry. But, but before then, it was just always casual encounters, like Craigslist style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever actually gone on there? Well, okay, yes. No, you've obviously gone on there. You have that face.
I've never had to go on Craigslist.
You have that face that you try to go find. Like, what the fuck is that section on Craigslist?
Casual encounters.
Is it casual encounters?
I think they took it off, though.
They did take it off.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever read some of those?
Oh, hell yeah.
I would take time out of my day, and I would just scroll for days.
Yeah, me too. When I was a pool manager, I was laughing my ass off. Like, I checked them here on my computer first, and I was, like, bored at work, and I'd be like, I gotta read some more casual
encounters. Dude, some of them were even poetic. Like, some of them, like, you can tell, like, saw you in the Rayleigh's counter, looking strong. And, like, I don't know.
I saw you buying a pineapple.
Yeah.
So there. Your cum would taste good.
Yeah, your luscious cum. Just like shit like that. I don't know. Some of it was a lot of, well, obviously it's smut, but some of it was like classy smut. Someone put the time in.
Yeah, some of it would be, I want you to explode in my face. And then other ones would be like, I want you to ribbon a hot stream about my breast.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's good.
I think I stole that from Pelinar.
Did you?
I think so.
Nice. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
No bucks. But yeah, this is your first year as a girlfriend. I've known you for, maybe...
I'm 28 now, and you've known me since at least I was 15, so like 13 years or something?
Yeah. with me for a long time, and I've never known you to actually have a steady girlfriend. I think I told her that.
Yeah.
She was pretty stoked. And then I was like, but I'm pretty sure you're not the first girl he's done anal with. She seemed a little disappointed.
She already has told me that she doesn't want to do anything in the back door.
No? I mean, that's cool. I'm an old-fashioned guy, I understand. I only do two holes. Mouth badge. Not in that order. I'm an old-fashioned man. I don't know. I mean, like, I'll tickle it sometimes. I'll blow on it.
And they, well, do they say anything? Like,
no.
Like,
I don't know. I feel like
summer's mist rises over yonder peaks.
I feel like, I don't know, some might expect more, I don't know.
Betwixt the valley, into the plain.
I just don't know.
Into the swamp lands.
Into the swamp. Like, the butthole is like the Florida of the body.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you remember growing up, and everybody would say that Battle Mountain, we grew up in a place called Winnemucca, and there was this shittier town, Battle Mountain, that was just over yonder. You know what? Shout out to Battle Mountain.
Shout out to Battle Mountain.
But not a nice one.
No.
Like, a threatening one
very
almost.
Very threatening.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
I love Battle Mountain.
They had
Battle Mountain. I love my friends. Shout out to my friends in Battle Mountain.
If we're friends and you live in Battle Mountain, consider our friendship over.
Really? Just do not consider my friendships over there over. I love my friends in Battle Mountain very much.
I'm speaking for me and Uriel. Consider all of our Battle Mountain friendships over.
I don't think we're that close, you can like include me like that.
Fair enough.
That's why I don't go visit, though, friends in Battle Mountain. Because it is a shithole.
But anyway, the town, the billboard on the way to town said the armpit of America.
I remember that. They took that down. I don't think it's there anymore.
That's shitty publicity, though. Why would you want to be?
Yeah, whose idea was that?
It was a writer. It was a poet, I believe. Really? It was like,
he might be broke now.
It's like a Walt Whitman or some driving through like, this is the armpit of America. I don't know if he was from Savannah, Georgia. Like,
I don't know.
Was maybe that, he was Mark Twain who said it.
Sounds like a fucking slave owner, this guy.
Oh, now I say. There's nothing better than sitting on the veranda sipping down a sun-perched tea?
What are you quoting, Roots?
I think I'm channeling some.
What is this, Django?
Caricatures of. Yeah, this is
me, Leo, my is this Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio and Django?
Yeah, that's kind of who I had in mind.
That's good.
Yeah.
Such a great fucking character. Did you know that when he actually shattered that glass, he shattered it for real and cut his hand?
Yeah.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He just
rolled with it, dude. He stayed in character. Good for him.
I can barely stop, you know, I always bust up laughing at my own shitty jokes and improv.
I know. You shouldn't do that. Well, I don't know. Maybe like a chuckle or two. I mean, what the fuck do I know? I'm just some scumbag from Winnemucca. Mike and I are sipping on herbal teas. What do you got in your cup?
Something that my girlfriend got me is some Russian tea. I don't know what it's called. Nikolai Russian, man.
Are you fucking with me? Is it Russian tea for reals?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'll show you the bag after this.
Is it, like, is any of it on that, like, bag, like, in English? Did she fucking buy this from the dark web?
No, you can get it at the store.
Oh. You can get this at your local co-op?
Yeah, you can get this at, you can go down to Whole Foods and purchase a bag for yourself.
Whole Foods can suck my dick.
Whole Foods.
Negative. Shout out to Whole Foods. Fucking turn down your price, dude.
Look, I want some of that Whole Foods money, man. Amazon just bought them.
I know. How is that doing? I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know. But the owner of Amazon's like the richest man ever.
Yeah,
huh?
He's kind of a piece of shit, though.
Is he?
No, he seems like a nice guy. Does he do, I don't know if he does charity work.
Distribute that wealth, man.
What, like, I follow this page, and, like, sometimes they'll give me, like, fun facts of, like, if you put fucking Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and fucking, what's his name, Jeff Bezos?
Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
I'm fucking around. It's Bezos or something.
Is it Bezos?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Him and his difficult name. But like, if you put their, like, wealth together, that you could end world hunger or some shit like that. So I don't know why they don't do that. Like, what piece of shit are you that you're not willing to save the Earth and put your guys' wealth together to save it.
This is why I like Elon, because he's just gonna cut out. He knows that this world's fucked.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
He's like, as soon as my rockets are there, later. He's
later,
like, oh,
bitches.
The stock prices aren't doing as good as they were last quarter.
It's not my problem.
Yeah, I don't care.
He does not give a fuck.
Come collect.
He seems like
I'm
a cool
Mars.
Guy.
He does seem.
He's kind of a dick. Like as far as like he's came down to like. Tesla deal?
Yeah, the Gigafactory here for his horror stories.
Yeah, he's kind of a cocksucker. Like some dude went to go say hi, and he was like, why aren't you working? Or some shit like that. Like he's running a fucking Chinese sweatshop in New York City or some shit in the 50s.
One of the ones I heard was he went to the Gigafactory in shorts, and like the safety inspector went up to him and was like, sir, you can't be wearing shorts, because he didn't know who he was, because he's some Mexican.
Jesus Christ.
And Elon was like, do you know who the fuck I am?
Really?
I'm Elon! No, he probably didn't freak out like that, but that's how I like to imagine it.
He's in here talking to my people like that, dude? Yeah? Lucky I wasn't there to slap the light off him, dude.
He's not a good
guy. I'm just kidding. Elon's cool, man. He makes flamethrowers.
Yeah, well, you can't call them flamethrowers, but we know what they are.
What the fuck does he call them?
I forgot. What is...
They're flamethrowers.
Elon...
Flame guns.
Flame throwers. Because, yeah, I guess he does call them flame throwers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the fuck wouldn't you call it a flame thrower?
Those are so science fiction.
Give me another fucking word for flame thrower.
Fire spitter?
Ooh. That's good. That's cool.
Thank you.
You should send a message to Elon and be like, you should call him Fire Spitters.
I'd like a fire spitter, please.
And he'd be like, do you know who the fuck I am? I'm Elon Musk.
I'm Elon Musk! Don't look at me!
I like your Elon Musk impression. It's good. Imagine how accurate that would be. What if you were right? If that's what he actually does.
Look, he can't be that perfect, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Did you ever see what Elon Musk looked like before he actually like got rich and shit?
Yeah, he had to engineer his own hair back.
Dude, right?
Shout out to him for that one.
Fucking set of hair on that motherfucker, dude.
He invented it.
He did.
Yeah, he invented his own hair.
He invented his own fucking hair. Fucking Elon Musk. Killing it in the fuck. Did you remember when he was fucking trying to help save those Thai kids?
Yeah.
Their soccer coach who was trying to bang them in the cave.
First of all, why are you taking a soccer team in a cave?
He was trying to bang them.
He was trying, yeah, it's Thailand.
It's Thailand.
He was definitely trying to bang those kids.
Possibly.
And he only had enough chloroform for 16 hours.
It took longer than it should have. And the tide rollers and shit like that, and they were fine. It's like, shit.
Yeah, and the kids.
Like,
came to
these kids, and I bang them. They're gonna wake up, and we have nowhere to go.
I think he only had enough to go for one round.
Just one
he
round.
Thought he was getting out of that cave. You know, his chloroform stashed back in his
know.
House.
He
didn't know.
He's not a meteorologist. He doesn't work for Channel 8 News, dude.
They don't even have their own. They don't have Mike Alger there.
Is that a weatherman?
That's one of the ones. Yeah, is here in Reno. Shout out to Mike Alger.
Shout out to Mike Alger. What channel?
Let us be anchors.
What channel?
If I don't want to say the wrong, I don't want to say the wrong one.
It's Channel 69 News.
Yeah, I think you'd be a good news anchor. You'd be like the one with the most authoritative beard.
I would get fucking fired. Just as soon as I open my mouth, you already get the fuck off.
You're not even getting a sentence out.
Not even.
Not even one word.
No, because they would just immediately know how illiterate I was.
Well, what if I gave you just a fake news story to riff on, and you just kind of could you maybe just let, like, eventually a news team will hear your voice, and they can see what they're missing?
I don't have a built-in voice. I have a very nasally voice. Like, I'm pretty sure when we listen back to this, like, I'm going to get mad of how shitty my voice is. Like, it's not very
surprised.
Seductive. Like, I'm pretty sure no woman's going to listen to this and be like, oh,
I mean, I could,
Yuri from the Let's Get Dangerous podcast sounds so hot. I want to bang
him. I can drop the... do some post-production on your voice.
Can you, like, make me sound like Barry White on here?
I mean, yeah, well, I was planning on recording for at least an hour with you, so that's going to be, like, a lot of work. So, because I want to keep my voice the same.
No.
And then your voice, so I'll have to, and it's, as you can see on the audio levels here, it's one track. So
it is one track.
I'd have to just find you.
That's a lot of work. Next one. On the next one.
All right. On the, yeah. On the I was next trying one, to get it to record as two tracks, but I haven't, it was fucking
it's
up.
Baby steps, bro. We'll get there. We'll get there. Well, let's get Dangerous Podcasts.
What do you, what kind of stuff do you want to talk about on this?
Butt stuff. Just kidding.
That's going to be at least 60% of it.
I always say butt stuff, but I've never actually done a lot of butt stuff.
Butt stuff is your safe place, though. That's where you go.
That's where you go.
That's the well you keep drinking out of. And it never runs dry, brother.
It's a very acquired taste of that well.
When I'm rapping, like in the shower by myself, it's always gay, sex, and murder.
It's a very,
That's my crutch.
That's where you go?
That's where I go, yeah.
Is that like your bread and butter?
Yeah.
Murder
and gay sex.
And gay sex. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
I met a man, his name is Stan, and I want to fuck him in Pakistan. I want to put my dick inside his ass, and then I'll take a shit and take a bath. What?
Oh, dude, I was going.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have another line.
That was good, that was good. I feel like that was premeditated. I feel like you had that.
That was off the top.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Thank you.
No, that was pretty good. That was good. Like, I'm not going to sign you to a fucking record deal or nothing.
Well, I was rhyming easy, so I used man as the
word.
Well,
I feel like nowadays, I'd be like, people don't even have to rhyme to, like, be in hip-hop.
We can make trap music on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Trap music.
Yeah, and we'll just get dreads, pick a color, we'll do different colors.
Is this where, like, kidnap children and, like, trap them? That's, and then you put that music on, and you just like go insane.
That 6ix9ine guy's in jail for a reason, right?
Isn't that man in jail for banging little kids?
I hope so. That way he gets killed in jail.
Yeah, he kind of seems like a piece of shit.
But, yeah,
he's like, what was it? I don't know. Like, this podcast, there's a lot of fact checking going on. So, like, we're just sitting here bullshitting about what we've read. We don't actually know any facts. So, right. I hope you guys don't expect to learn anything.
Yeah.
Except of how ridiculous and inappropriate we are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I heard that 6ix9ine was kind of a piece of shit. Like, he was banging underage chicks, and, like, he was trying to act tough when he wasn't tough.
I'll never forget that video of him running, and it was like, he was, like, in a super soaker fight or something. Maybe I'm imagining
with children?
Well, he's just, you know, like, maybe
is that what he uses?
Maybe it's like a family barbecue, and there were kids around, and he was running, and he just, like, he looked very, like, you know, soft and, like, sweaty after three steps. I mean, he got a lot of shit for it, so he made another video later on of him doing a Naruto ninja run. Maybe I'm imagining that, where the arms are back, like the power
ranges. Jesus Christ. My sister runs like that.
Jasmine?
Yeah, Jasmine runs like that.
She knows it doesn't help, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
It's just for
I just
aesthetic?
Don't have the heart to tell her.
Wait, does she, like, go on the treadmill in the gym and, like, run like that? I'm going
to
do that.
She goes to, like, yeah, we're she goes to Planet Fitness and just fucking goes hard. Arms back, lean forward, dead sprint on the treadmill. Oh, yeah, I don't
she
know.
She just listen to Japanese dojo music in her earbuds.
In her
earbuds.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me. Okay, I'm going to take that picture for Instagram of me running on the treadmill like that. But the Instagram's good to go. Follow it.
Please follow us.
Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Also, I would say follow the Twitter, but I accidentally made us 0 years old instead of 13. Also, Twitter, maybe don't let kids have Twitter.
No, like, don't.
13's a little young.
Yeah. I don't have a Twitter.
Sorry.
I've just never been, I don't know, like, never been a fan of Twitter. Too many angry people on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a lot of negative, like, stuff going on Twitter, and I still need that in my life.
Mm-hmm. I only use it to pitch Brady, like, I show Brady Riley, like, jokes and stuff, and, like, me and him DM each other. That's all I use it for.
Oh, Brady Riley.
Shout out to Brady.
Shout out to Brady Riley, hey, and his brother, Casey Riley, Boss Picks.
Oh, Boss Picks. Also, Brady, get back on it, man. Go tell some jokes.
Yeah, don't bang little kids, too.
Yeah, well, not to imply that you have banged the
little
kids.
Yeah, not that saying that you have. I'm just saying, just don't do it if the opportunity arises.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just watching out for him. You know, I'm actually not that, like, I don't know him that well. I just know who he is. And I'm really good friends with Casey.
Yeah.
And I miss him. Kisses. Kisses, Riley.
I miss Casey as well.
I miss Casey. You know?
Also, I miss Brett. He's doing I've been well. Here for 3 months, haven't seen Brett.
Brett?
Well, more than 3 months
now. And I can tell you why.
He has that night shift at the Gigafactory.
That, and he's got a girlfriend. Nothing against his girlfriend, but once Brett had a girlfriend, I never saw him. But we were hanging out all the time.
I told him, I always tell him, hey, come watch me do stand-up.
But he's doing well, though, I think.
Yeah.
He's on the straight now.
Yeah, works for my roommate.
Brett. Yeah. Shout out to Brett. Safe journey home, Brett.
From where? The Gigafactory?
From the Gigafactory. That's,
yeah, dude, that's dangerous.
Idiot. They're fucking idiots. Every day.
Dude, it's fucked. Yeah. It's horrible.
My day job, I drive to Fallon every day. I always have to drive past that shit. God. But I got this big flatbed, so if anybody tries to get
take them out,
I get aggressive.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, gotta make
you gotta move your weight around.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's a dead cat.
Nipkin? Nipkin died?
No, he killed another cat. Nipkin can't be killed. Our producer, Nipkin? No.
The producer, shout out to Nipkin, our cat producer.
First of his kind.
First of his kind. First of his name.
For sure.
Nipkin, first of his name.
Also, my personal Instagram is mostly just pictures of... And that was supposed to be a joke at first, and then I kind of, like, became victim. I fell into my own trap there, and I was like, oh, man, this just would be a great picture of my cat.
You know what, though? Cat, like, I guess, like, animal pages in general are really popular.
Yeah.
Like, I know my girlfriend's brother loves his cat, apparently. Shout out to my girlfriend's brother. But his Instagram is full of his cat's pictures. Yeah, or cats.
He and I should follow each other.
I'm trying to remember his name. Thomas. Should we be name dropping like we are?
Well, first names are fine so far. Brady Riley. ShockerLord69 on Twitter. Everybody, if you hear this, please tweet at Brady Riley at ShockerLord69. Just great name.
That is a fantastic yeah. name.
It's the best Twitter name.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, like, what's that? Do you follow Michael Rappaport at all?
Yeah, yeah, just on Instagram.
Yeah, right? You know that Wilford the Warrior cat? That ugly-ass fucking cat?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's got, like, I don't know how many fucking Instagram followers he has. Type in Wilford the cat. I want to see how many... Wilfred the Warrior, I think is his name. That fucker's got, like, no eyelids. There he is, dude.
Oh, he's verified?
He's verified, bro. Oh, that fucker's God. Got...
He's a mongrel.
776,000 fucking followers, this fucking cat.
He looks like he needs to be put out of his misery.
That fucking cat's got, like, tusks.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Christ.
He has no nasal airway. He's gonna suffocate. He's...
How is he alive?
He's drowning in his own snot.
Excuse me.
And his eyes are bulging out.
I know, like, fucking cat's got no eyelids, bro.
Jesus.
I don't think he blinks.
He sleeps. Yeah, he doesn't look like he blinks.
He sleeps with both eyes open.
He looks like something out of Lovecraft.
What the fuck is Lovecraft?
Well, you know. Oh,
it sounds like... Oh my god.
He looks like Steve Buscemi.
He looks like Steve Buscemi in Mr. Deeds. Shout out to Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Very underrated actor.
No, I'd say,
think so?
I'd say he's rated right where he needs to be.
Actually, that sounds better, I think. Yeah. He's got good shit.
Yeah, everybody appreciates his work,
Everybody appreciates Steve Buscemi. You know, he used to be a fireman?
Yeah, he was like in the Army and stuff, too. Yeah. Or the Air Force or something.
I guess, after 9/11, like, he helped a lot.
Oh, never forget.
Yeah, never forget 9/11. Fucking terrorists.
They tried to take away our freedom.
Our fucking freedom?
That's our most sacred thing, is our freedom.
Fuck them, dude. Unbelievable. How dare they?
I hate them.
We got them, though.
We sure did. Did you know they found like
Obama
porn?
Got them. Don't like get it twisted.
Yeah, Barack got them.
Barack got them. Remember that shit.
Hashtag four more years.
Shout out to Barack Obama.
Shout out to Michelle Obama.
Dude, you're right? She's very tasteful.
If I If I was not if I was a single man, I would say, look at the, get away from them skinny legs of a rock.
Dude, right? I feel like he just slips in from the back like a glove. Like his waist just slips in like a glove. And Michelle's like, you know.
I love Barack Obama, but he's the only black guy that can look like a white guy while wearing jeans.
Oh, my God. He's very handsome.
He's got a white man's body.
He does have a white man's body.
Yeah.
You think he's got that black man dom, though?
He's got it.
If he's, you know, taking down Michelle like that, because, like, I don't know if you know, like, Michelle's got a donker on her. Dude, she does. She's thick. I saw this thing.
Can that be the name of this first episode of Michelle's Got a Donker?
I'll take it.
All right, cool. Okay.
She does, dude. She's thick. She looks good.
Would there be any other first ladies that you would give a poking to?
If I could go back in time, Jackie Onassis. She was very gorgeous. Very beautiful woman.
Yeah, that's the only one I can actually think of. Barbara Bush.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Martha Washington.
Was that her name?
I think that was the only name in the 1800s. Yes.
Was Martha? There was like 1.2 million Marthas. Like, oh, Martha.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hello, Martha. That was just the word for lady.
Yeah.
Like, good evening, Martha. Hold my whip.
You know, because
you know what it's for.
Because they own slaves, right?
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Okay, I thought so.
It's a dark past this country.
It's a very dark past. A lot of people, you know, tend to forget.
But you can never forget.
Never forget.
Just like 9/11.
9/11.
It all comes together.
It all comes back in circle, you know what I mean?
God. What do you think the next 9/11 will be? What's the 9/12?
The 9/12?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to hear, if you were a terrorist and plotted an attack, I gotta know, how'd you do it? How'd you pull it off?
Dude, I'm not very smart.
Alright.
I don't know. I can pull something like that off. And not get caught.
I can't tell you mine because it's, you know.
Is it very intricate?
Well, it's already in the works.
So. Oh, man. Moves are in place.
Yeah. I mean, I can say it's in work, then, like, things are happening. It's too late to be stopped, yeah. Well, the paper's burned, but...
Oh, smart.
It's too late to stop now, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
You've just gone too far now. It's got to happen.
Yeah, get ready for a one-world government, everybody. So,
Ah, man. What is this, The Fifth Element? Shout out to The Fifth Element. Great fucking movie.
My favorite. Gary Oldman as the bad guy. And
is that what his name is?
You have saved my life. So for now, I will spare yours.
And like his fucking pet that looks like a fucking mini aardvark.
Yeah.
With no hair. It looks like his nose was a dick with foreskin for a nose and shit. What was it? Do you remember that
movie? I want to look up the pet from...
Dude, I'm telling you. Do you remember what the fuck, like, when he would sweat and it was black? What was it, oil?
That was like...
He looked Italian, so it might have been, like, grease.
Pet from Fifth Element.
You can't even spell Fifth.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ. See what I tell you?
Oh, my God.
You remember that? He looks like a dick with foreskin with eyes and legs.
It's kind of cute.
Would you own one?
It looks like a bald penis.
Right?
Yeah.
Like someone...
But yeah, I don't own one.
That's Propecia Dick.
Oh, that's the name of our band right there, Propecia Dick.
I like how we're just fucking coming up with names.
Yeah.
Right?
Michelle's got a donker. Oh my God, I do a great Chris Tucker impression from Fifth Element.
Chris Tucker's character there.
Come back to Hollywood, Chris Tucker.
Come back to Hollywood.
Call the dentist!
Is it your fucking roommate sleeping?
he likes the Fifth Element. It's cool.
He's a fan?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, also, God, I don't want to get too personal, but Mila Jovovich?
Oh,
I was a little kid when this came out, and I had one of my first boats. You want to know where my first erection was from, like, TV? It's a weird one, though.
What is it?
It was, I forgot the girl's name, but it was the chick from Howard the Duck. Because there was, like, an upskirt shot where it showed her underwear, and I was, like, a 5-year-old. Did you ever see Howard the Duck?
No. I'm Mexican with immigrant parents. Like, I was watching soap operas.
Howard?
So my fucking erection started early.
Oh, they're so romantic.
I know.
But the betrayal.
The betrayal. You know, someone was always fucking around. You know, somebody was always cheating. Latin TV, dude, have some of the baddest girls on there. I don't know for what reason. Well, I'm sure that's how they get viewers, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they got me watching. Used to get me hard as a kid.
God. I've heard stories about Mexico.
The Mexican weatherman? Or weatherman? You heard about that? About her?
Oh, the one, yeah, she's got that nice butt and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it, like, the
she's
pictures?
She's on, like, different shows now. Like, she's famous. For having a nice
butt. Just for being a beautiful weatherwoman.
So you hear that, Mexican girls? Start doing some lunges and squats.
Dude.
And don't get out of that desert cobble.
If you look, like, at her before and after pictures, before, like, when she was, like, her progress, but she had, like, no body.
Hmm.
She was flabbed and fucked.
Lift heavy. Yeah.
She has a good, what's the fucking word I'm looking for?
Posterior?
That, too, but no, that's not what I was going
for. Okay, we're past that. All right.
She has good regimen.
Oh, for her workout?
Yeah.
I imagine she does.
Yeah.
I imagine it's strict as fuck.
Oh, strict. You gotta keep that body tight. Very tight.
They'll find the next 14-year-old.
They're very replaceable.
Here's the thing about Hispanic girls is they develop very early.
I don't know about that.
They mature quickly, yeah.
Yeah, they get pregnant quickly.
That's kind of what they're programmed to do.
Like, fucking... That's what, like...
Also, Mexican girls, you don't have to listen to your old traditional parents. Forge your own path.
You know, like... The tradition, the Mexican tradition that pisses me off, which, you know, if I ever have children and happens to be a girl that I will not follow, is the quinceañera.
I've been to 100 quinceañeras.
We're from Winnemucca. We've been to hundreds of quinceañeras.
For every weekend.
Shout out to quinceañeras. Great ragers. You know, I used to have a fucking blast as a kid. But I'm not going to do that. I don't like that idea.
I actually went to one a couple of years ago, and I was giving your little brother beer.
What the fuck, bro? When was this?
I made him the coolest guy there. All right, none of the other little scrubs were getting the job done. I was like, I got you guys. When was this? I don't remember. It was from one of Wiener's nieces.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shout out to Wiener.
Shout out to my boy Wiener.
God bless him.
God bless you. I love you, buddy.
Shout out to the whole Rodriguez
family. The Rodriguez family. I love those guys.
Yeah.
They're like family to me.
Yeah.
All of them. I just don't agree with that. Like, you know, now you've become a woman, now you can fuck my daughter. It's like you're like offering your daughter to the town. Like, go for it. I don't like that idea.
That's what that tradition is?
I think so.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
That sounds dangerous.
No, I was happy with the way my family did it. My mom and my dad, they offered my sister to do it, and she was like, fuck that noise.
And then they made you have one.
And then I was like, somebody's got to have one.
Yeah, I remember the dress and like...
Yeah. My dick was hanging out.
It was beautiful, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I still have it. I sometimes just try it on to like... See, reminisce, like, oh, it still fits.
Still fits, yeah.
But, no, dude, like, it was cool, like, my parents were cool about that shit, because she didn't want one, I'm pretty sure she didn't want one, and, they ended up buying her a trip to Hawaii, which was cool.
That's so much better,
right?
Than
I mean, they didn't send her off by herself, like, I went, they paid for it, but, no, just kidding, my parents are cheap, they made me pay for it. They made sure that I had the money to fucking go, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you better have the money, because I'm not paying for fuck all. But, just kidding. Shout out to my parents. But, yeah, dude, it was I just don't like that. It's the same thing with, like, the Sweet 16 that white people have, you know what I mean?
Oh, the Sweet 16 is like a quinceañera from hell. Because if you have a daughter that wants a Sweet 16, newsflash, your daughter's a bitch.
Right? Do you remember that show back in the day?
God, maybe that
Sweet
just spoiled
16,
the idea of it, yeah.
Because literally every single one of those girls on that show were cunts.
Because they were on
Sweet 16. And I don't like to throw that word lightly. Like, I'm not just throwing that around.
They're sea devils.
They're, yes.
But they would be on Tuesday nights
I like how you remember it. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, six o'clock it would be Sweet 16, and then the next day they'd be on Teen Moms.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock.
One after the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like how there was this a few years ago. God, I wish I would have watched it now. But there was this article I was reading or something, or it was like a BuzzFeed thing, and it was showing some of the girls from Teen Mom that were in porno. And there was quite a few of them. It was pretty funny. And then,
have you ever seen those fucking shows that have like, not, it's not a show, I guess it's a bit of a documentary about girls who start out like in porn, like they work their way in, like they start out doing just dirtbag shit. Cause I think you gotta work
Bang Bros.
I think Bang Bros is a step up from what these girls were doing.
Oh damn!
But it was kind of just documenting like their life during the time, like they were living in some shithole house. And like, I guess there's prices, like it's like $500 for anal, and like just like there's like a whole menu. Like,
so they're hookers, or these are cam girls, and they're doing things for themselves.
I'm pretty sure they were like aspiring porn stars, but like one of them, like they ended up telling their dad. I'm like, can you imagine? You know what I mean? Like letting your dad know that you take dick for money on camera, and you know it's like. It's on the internet and shit, you know what I mean?
I mean, as a film student, like, I would have to see the video and...
The quality, you know, of the video?
What point perspective is this? What is... Why am I supposed to be drawn to that? Why is my eyeline not being drawn to the sex? This is amateur hour. Get out of my house! Because I would just be like, this is horribly lit.
You look like you would be a director to a slam band porno. Like, you're just driving around fucking Sunset Boulevard, picking up random chicks, and banging them on the fucking, on this white van with tinted windows and rusty rims.
No, I'd have a higher budget than that. Here, let me paint the picture for you.
This podcast studio does not look like it's a higher budget. I don't know if I believe that.
Let me paint the picture. First of all, the van would not actually be driving.
This podcast studio is in his bedroom.
The van would be...
Let me make that clear.
Do you want to hear about my Bang Bus Productions?
Let me hear it.
The van would be on a trailer being pulled. Not Sunset Boulevard. It would be in North Hollywood, in the nicer part of town. We'd be cruising past Silver Lake.
I don't think anything in Hollywood is very nice.
We'd be cruising past Silver Lake.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful area. And then, you imagine a 4K widescreen shot. It's got the cinematic bars over the top. Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's widescreen. Alright. Because half of the van's going to be cut. It's only going to look like a van because I want to be able to show the whole thing.
Mm.
And then,
okay.
Spotlight on it.
Green screen?
Yeah. I mean, maybe down the road?
Maybe down the road? That sounds a pretty good idea.
Yeah. I'd have traffic blocked. I'd have blockers.
Nice.
And,
I like where you're going with this. Yeah. Is the Let's Get Dangerous podcast turning into a porn production?
Let me explain the rest of it, and yet, because there's going to be the main story, of course, is going to be, oh, we picked up this random girl, we're going to give her money to have sex, but the driver keeps looking back and they're like, what is it, Marco? And he's like, we're not alone, and they're being followed, and Marco pulls out a gun and the girl starts screaming and he's like, shut up, bitch! And then he's shooting out the window at the people behind him, because the whole time Marco is also robbing banks, and like, he cut and run against
everybody,
his old
crew.
A good
backstory. He seems dangerous.
He is. He's
like, let's get dangerous. And he starts banging hard. Shooting at the car
and
that's
driving
him. Yep, and driving.
Yeah. And because...
This is a one-man show.
Yeah, they got away with the bank robbery, but he cut out the rest of his crew from back in the day. This is like some Fast and Furious stuff going on now.
Is he trying to go on his own?
Yeah, he was trying to cut... Marco's the bad guy.
Oh,
twist ending.
He's going rogue. And the chick is the leaders of like the other gang, like his wife.
Perfect.
So he's okay.
Now we're not just telling a story now, we're building a world.
We're building
here.
A world here. Yeah. I like that. I like where that went. It just flowed really nice.
Got a brain for that kind of thing.
You're good.
You added on to it, David.
I know, right?
Yeah, you get a producer credit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god. I feel like this first episode has gone rather well. It's been everywhere. I don't think there's like a format.
No.
Not yet. I'd like I'd like to kind of have like a rough format, nothing too.
Can we just put away like 5 minutes each podcast where I could just talk about how much I hate The Rock?
The Rock?
All right, I won't bring it up. But
who hates The Rock?
Open your eyes, people. He plays the same guy in every fucking movie. I feel like I'm taking crazy.
Tell him that, and the guy will fuck you.
All right. Did you see the movie where his building got 9/11'd? He was in a building that got 9/11'd, and but they tried to humanize him by giving him a peg leg. Did you see that one?
No.
That's not making a character. That's just giving somebody a prop. It's bad storytelling. So.
But you know, hats off to him. Like, I don't know if Hollywood's caught up with that yet, but he was the highest paid actor in 2018.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, shout out to The Rock. I wonder if The Rock knows that him and Dwayne Johnson look alike. Like, very alike. You know what I mean? You think they've ever been in the same room together and be like, yo,
we should hang out.
What's up?
What do you do to work out?
I
I hate The Rock's Instagram.
I don't actually have him on there.
Yeah, I look. It always comes up on my.
Is it inspirational? I feel like it would be.
It's fake inspirational. Like, he goes up and sees his fans, but he's looking at the camera instead of his fans. If you want to go see your fans, go see your fans. You don't need to show people, look how good of a guy I am.
Yeah.
It's fake as hell. Wake up!
You know who's.
I don't know. He's a good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah. He had a rough life.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Tell me.
It's tragic. Like, I don't know. Like, his whole family's dead, pretty much.
Right? Really?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up to know the facts. I don't want to just make it.
We're not fact checkers here, by the way.
That his family's just getting killed by Agent Smith, because that's immediately where my brain goes.
Jesus fuck. His family was murdered by Agent Smith in Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, there's candid pics of him just sitting around New York City, looking down, sad.
Yeah. He's cool, though.
He is cool.
I feel like we should have him on the podcast.
Shout out to Keanu Reeves. Come be on and be our first guest.
Be our first guest, Keanu.
Friends and family of ours. John Wick,
please come to the podcast.
We want Keanu Reeves to be our first guest. That
fucking movie gets my fucking dick hard, bro.
John Wick?
John Wick.
Dude, I know. The plot's so simple. Oh my it's God, ridiculous. So simple. I love it. You hit my dog?
Fuck you.
You're dead.
You're dead to me.
You scratched my car? Fuck. Not today. Well, they blew up the car, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. John Wick. I think it just came out on DVD. Does anyone still buy DVDs? That's the question.
Streaming services are so amazing. I know.
But it's John Wick, and it just came out. What streaming service would have that?
Dark web?
Dark web. Something illegal. BitTorrent? Is BitTorrent still around?
BitTorrent is still around.
Is it?
Yeah. Could you...
They used to download pornos from there.
Dude, I bet your computer was just rife with viruses.
It was. But it was stolen. So good luck to whoever had to fucking clean that motherfucker up. There was loads of viruses.
Enjoy that malware.
I'm pretty sure.
There's some illegal stuff on there.
There was. Dude, I used it for schoolwork, and there was no schoolwork done on it. It was just music and 142 hours of porn. Back in the LimeWire days.
Let me ask you. Oh, God. Your computer probably didn't even move, man.
Nah, dude, that computer was fucked. So, that dude kind of did me a favor when he stole it.
Here's the thing. I was a smarty pants, so my parents didn't figure out, the cookies and the browser history and the cache is cleared. They were too dumb to realize I was doing that. So I would just look at a site, and be fine. I didn't have to save
I wasn't very tech savvy. You guys always were. And I was I'm just fucking... I don't want to be on Yahoo Messengers in the chat rooms with lesbians and stuff.
Chris Hansen.
I just saw. Did you listen to Theo Von's podcast? Shout out to Theo Von podcast. But he had Chris Hansen on there.
Yeah, it was a good interview. Yeah,
it was a good interview. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a great dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Take a seat. You should take a seat. That's what he says. I think that's his line.
That is. I think it's time for our first episode to take a seat. Yeah, we've been talking for an hour.
Oh, my God.
How do you think it went?
I think it went well. I hope you like it. Please don't think that you're going to learn anything.
Yeah, but this also, this podcast is going to be up on everything. It's going to be on Google, Apple, Spotify. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be through Anchor for a while, but that's a great app. Shout out to Anchor. We're going to be your boys. Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to love us.
You're going to fucking suck our dicks. No, just kidding. We don't want you to suck
our dicks. We'll suck yours.
All right, Mike. Take us out.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
At Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter when I get it up. And also, same thing. Our email, if you want to ask us a question or anything, is letsgetdangerouspod@gmail.com.
I thought it was at hotmail.com.
No, I would never do that.
Are you sure?
It's a Gmail.
Is it Gmail?
It's Gmail.
Or is it AOL?
It's Yahoo.
I still have a Yahoo.
So does my brother.
I better stop. I'm going to keep ranting.
But anyway, thank you for listening. Follow us on our own personal Instagrams. We're on there. You can find us. Yeah.
All right, we're out. Peace.
Stay sweet.
Ooh.